Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, just in the nick of time, the United States, Mexico, and Canada reached an agreement to benefit U.S. farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses. While agriculture generally perform well under the old NAFTA, important improvements in the agreement will enable food and agriculture to trade more fairly, they say, and to expand exports of U.S. agricultural products. Some of the highlights: America's dairy farmers will have some new export opportunities to sell dairy products into Canada under the new U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement. But the top priority for America's dairy industry in this negotiation has been for Canada to eliminate its program that allows low-priced dairy ingredients to undersell U.S. dairy sales in Canada and in third country markets. And the new trade agreement does exactly that. For wheat farmers, Canada has agreed to grade imports of U.S. wheat in a manner no less favorable than it accords Canadian wheat, and to not require a country of origin statement on its quality grade or inspection certificate. Canada and the U.S. also agreed to discuss issues related to seed regulatory systems. To read more of the details about the new trade agreement between the three countries, just visit us online at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.